Hoshea Perek Zayin Pasuk Aleph. Some really great imagery in this perek for the process by which we have to be purified and the guilt has to be gotten rid of, expunged from Klal Yisrael. Ki Raf'i Li Yisrael, when I would heal Klal Yisrael, heal them from the sins that are revealed in front of me, from all of the terrible things that they have done that are going to be mentioned, all the evil, the theft, everything else. So when that time comes, there's going to have to be some harsh conditions. V'nigla avon Ephraim, and the evils, the iniquity of Ephraim, the sin of Ephraim is revealed. Nigla, revealed, and that's one of the most humiliating things when private sins become revealed publicly for everybody to see. All the great scandals that have taken down politicians over the decades, over the centuries. V'ra'os Shomron, and the evils of Shomron, of Samaria, so we're talking about the 10 tribes, kifalu shaker, because they committed falsehood. The court, the ruling classes, says Dr. Hirsch, the terrible things that the leaders have done, there's no deceiving veils anymore, they're all going to be torn off, says Rashi. The moral foulness in which the whole life of the state and of Israeli society had wallowed will be brought into the light of day. So lies and falsehood are the fundamental character of the 10 tribes, unfortunately, from the beginning. The Ganov Yavo, a thief comes. Pashat Gedud Bachutz, a gang, a troop, a band of brigands makes a raid on the outside. So they steal at night, and by day, gangs of thugs raid all around and outside the cities. Sounds like New York City under Mayor Mamdani in a couple of months. No, kidding. I hope I'm kidding. Days, uval yomu levavam, and they don't say in their heart or to their heart. By the way, kifalu sheker, interesting thing that I'm noticing. I don't know if none of the Mefarshim talk about this, but falu sheker, their poel, their work, their very daily activity that they busy themselves with is all sheker. So it's not just an avocation, it's a vocation. It's a pa'ula. It's a concentrated effort to be full of falsehood and theft, corruption. And uval yomru lilavavam, and they won't say in their heart, you could read it literally, they do not say to their heart. They won't admit it to themselves. Kol ra'asam zacharti, that I remember all of their evil. They don't credit the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes everything down, kivayachal. Atos avavu mama'al lelehem. Now their deeds have surrounded them. Neged ponai hoyu. They were before my face. They were right in front of me. And now when they receive their punishment, they're going to know that I know everything and that I keep track. Gimel bera'asam yisamachu melech. With their evil, they made the king glad. The king desired the evil that they did, because they shared the loot with the thieves. They put taxes on the stuff that you stole from other people. Instead of giving people mussar for doing terrible evil, the king is happy about it. Says Dr. Mendel Hirsch about this, a state whose king and nobles speculate on the degeneration of the people and directly inflame their passions must collapse. This is how the Roman Empire collapses. This is how the great empires of history all eventually collapse under the weight of their own corruption. Yisam Chumelech, the king is happy about it. Uvechacha Shehem Sarim. And with their lies, they make the princes happy. They lie to their neighbors on a daily basis. They make the princes happy who support them in the lying that they do. What kind of government do we have where lying is the currency of everyday politics? Why? That would be our government, where government waste and thievery are all part of the package. And the king is happy. The president is happy. The Senate, the Congress, they're all thrilled. Everybody gets a piece, and then they go moralize on TV, on the news, with the spin. This is a description of modern world government, let alone modern American government, at least to me. Dalad kulam menafim, they're all adulterers. Kimo sanur boe ra me ofe, like an oven heated up by the baker. Rashi says that their toeva, their lust burns within them like a hot oven. This is still a euphemism that we use for the heat of passion. Yishbos meir milush batzek ad chum tsaso. The one who is arousing, meir, waking somebody up, awakening. So they build on their own fire of lust. You know, whether you're an internet magnate or whether you're a person who produces terrible things to get people all wound up, or whether you're inciting your friends to go out and do this and do that and go cheat, fornicate with your friends' wives. So eventually that city where they were doing all this terrible stuff, they rest from kneading the dough until it becomes leavened. All night he's thinking about when the time is going to come to bake the bread, time to make the donuts. Well, somebody who is planning an assignation, planning a tryst, planning an affair, they feverishly think about it and plan about it. Even when they're not doing it, they're resting from it. So the symbolism of lust and heat is very much a part of this. Malbim says, a baker sits up all night to stoke the fire because otherwise the oven loses its heat. And so there's a veker, there's a meir, there's somebody who keeps him waking up and pokes him to make him sure that he does the keeps the oven going. And that's what lust is for certainly a male, maybe a female as well, that lust pokes at you and wakes you back up and sneaks into your head while you're trying to daven or learn or do your job or pay attention, just errant thoughts. That's the meir, that's the veker poking at you, the urge to do an avera. And, hey, it's very long, so we'll stop here.